You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMVs, Jason Demers, NHL Network analyst. He's going to be hosting a special NHL Now program live from Capital One Arena tonight at 5 on NHL Network. Jason played in the league up until 2023. It's all about the Ovi chase, Jason.
He didn't look up once. We were trying to give you the thumbs down.
I believe he's with us right
20 seconds before he's thumbs up.
Yeah, okay. He'll be with us shortly.
Gotcha.
We're connecting with him.
Again, we're doing the Altcast tonight.
I know that
everybody wants to listen to Joe B in a locker. I don't blame you.
I mean, as they should.
That's what I watch and listen to. But if for whatever reason you want, maybe you have a second TV or something, put us on. We'll be there having fun. I'm sure we'll be betting on the game and betting on who's going to score when.
Yes, correct. All of those things will be happening tonight on Monumental 2.
Yeah. All right, I think Jason is with us.
All right, Jason was a defenseman in the league for many, many years, played with a bunch of teams. Now he's with the NHL Network, and like I said, they've got a show, NHL Now, tonight, live from Capital One at 5 p.m. on NHL Network. What's up, Jason?
How we doing, fellas?
We're doing all right. Doing well. We've got the Grade 8 Chase OV Tracker in studio, and it's at 3. And last night, a couple of us were at Capital One Arena for the Wizards game, and people were coming up to us and going, do you think Ovi could break the record tomorrow night, which is tonight? Could he do it? Yes. Do you think it's probable, Jason?
Well, I mean, listen, I think a tie is very probable tonight, and the way he's been shooting the puck, and you can kind of see him every time he's getting a little bit closer to the record, he's shooting it more and more, and they seem to be looking for him more and more. And it feels like there's an earnest effort from the team to kind of get him the puck as much as possible. So, you know, I think it's a possibility. Listen, the team he's playing tonight is fragile, and he'll have his opportunities because they're young as well, and they do make a lot of mistakes. So he'll be able to potentially capitalize on it.
So, Jason, I'm sure you've blocked a ton of shots in your NHL career as a defenseman. How many of those have you blocked that came off of Ovi's stick? And tell us, like, what is it that's so special about Ovi's shot, the power behind it, how he delivers it? Have you ever been on the wrong end of a few of those when you're lying down on the ice trying to help out your goalie?
Well, you're very sweet to say that I blocked a lot of shots, but it's probably a lot less than you guys think.
Okay.
I was pretty good at getting out of the way.
I would be.
But the correct answer is to say that I always had the puck, so I didn't need to block a shot. But no, the odd time that I used to play penalty kill and I played against the Capitals, and obviously as a right-handed defenseman, you're basically in line with his one-timer. He hit me once in the shin pad, broke my shin pad right in half, split it right down the middle. And it didn't feel great on my knee, but that was believe it or not, all off of a snapshot and not a slap shot. So if he had taken the one timer, I probably would not be who I am today, and I'd probably be walking with a limp.
Hey, so I'm curious. We had some fun about, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, maybe it was a month ago, when Panger called him a one-trick pony, okay? And we know
he said he misspoke.
Yeah. But look at the Panger getting after it.
What's Panger thinking saying that nonsense?
Whatever. Some people could say that he was setting up like video when he was saying that he's not a one-trick pony right now. But the words came out and Caps Nation was very upset. I'm just curious, when you would face Ovi over the years, did the scouting report change over the years as you headed in to play him?
Oh, 100%. You know, when he started, the defense was optional. And I mean, I can say that, and I think Caps fans, if they're truly Caps fans and are being honest with themselves, that was the case. Ovi was purely one-dimensional and was offensive. But as his career progressed, he learned the defensive side of the game and got better and better and committed more to defense. And, you know, you look at it just now, and I think the perfect example is, yeah, they could be putting him out to score the empty net goals, but you know, to play empty, to be on the ice in a 6-on-5, you have to be relied on responsibly defensively. And listen, they've been putting him out on the 6-on-5 at the end of the season, and it's still the first place team in the central, in the Metropolitan. So he's doing something right. And I do think his game has evolved over the years. And I mean, that just comes with age and experience and a willingness to learn. And listen, the guy's won a cup, and he won a cup. And the Capitals won a cup large in part, not just because of his scoring, but his defensive play as well and his commitment to defense.
Hey, Jason, one of the cool things about the chase is that, I mean, it is front and center, but for Caps fans, the way this team has retooled around Ovi and been able to use his amazing scoring prowess, along with chalking up the most points in the East, being one of the top teams in the league, when a lot of pundits heading into this season thought, okay, your highlight this year is going to be watching Ovi track down Wayne Gretzky. Good luck in trying to qualify for the playoffs. Like, the job that Spencer Carberry has done, that the front office has done in getting this roster younger and better around Ovi toward the end of his career has been pretty remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, the Brian McClellan and the Brain Trust in Washington deserve a ton of credit to put the pieces in place that have worked this well. And I mean, you can go down the list of guys that they've brought in that have just been absolutely incredible. You know, Jacob Chychrun all the way down to Mangiapane and you know, Brandon Duhaime that have just done great work. You know, the two goalies they bring out, not the two goalies they bring in, but Logan Thompson. I mean, it's been a revelation in net. And it's, you know, I think recently they've struggled a little bit down the stretch. I feel like this might be becoming a little bit too much of a circus. It's obviously a huge deal. It's one of the great records of all time, but you know, I do feel like it's affected them a little bit the way they're playing. So I'm sure they're going to be happier than anybody to kind of get this not over with, but to see him win the scoring championship or whatever you want to call it, the scoring record. Mm-hmm. So he can kind of focus on the bigger task at hand, which is winning a cup, because they fully believe this team can win a cup and they can go deep in the playoffs, but they're going to need everybody playing at 100% capacity, and Ovi included. So,
joined by Jason Demers, NHL Network analyst. Jason, Catherine Tappan, and Brian Boyle are going to host a special NHL Now program live from Capital One Arena tonight at 5 p.m. on the NHL Network. Curious, so during your career, you know, we asked you about playing against Ovi. Just a couple years ago, you played in Russia. What was that like?
It was absolutely amazing, and it was a great time. And I actually have a funny Ovi story of that. I was over there with Eric Fair, who had played with Alex Ovechkin. I'm sure you guys know who Eric Fair is, and one of the great Washington Capitals players. And we were playing in Russia together. And I guess when Fairzy was playing in Washington with Ovi, he told Ovi a bunch of times that, like, he'd never go play in Russia, and Russia stinks, and the KHL is a bad league. Mm. So when he ended up signing there, we're sitting at dinner, me and him, and he gets a phone call from Ovi as we're sitting at dinner, and it's Ovi sitting on the bus after a game with a couple beers, just absolutely giving it to Eric Fair. were saying. He's like, you see now, your mother, you know, mm-hmm. I won't swear, but he's like, he was just making fun of him that he flew all the way over to Russia. So that just kind of goes to show you that it had been, you know, a lot of years since Ferrazzi had played with Ovi, and for him to just call and is also a testament to the kind of guy he is and teammate he is. But yeah, I had a great time in Russia. It was a good place. People are fantastic. They're just like us, but they speak Russian.
Huh. Yeah, I was going to say, I have no concept of what the life would be like. We know kind of the politics involved, but what was the lifestyle like for you?
Oh, at the end of the day, you know, politics aside, it's everybody's just the same. We're just speak a different language and look a little different. So the lifestyle was very similar of people just kind of hanging out, going to dinners, and the food's a little bit different as well. It's stuff I wasn't used to eating, but food was different, but the people were great, and they kind of showed us around and took care of us. And it's a different world, that's for sure, and it's so far. And the travel is just crazy within the league. The time zones, there's about, you know, 10, I think there's over 10 time zones, or there might just be 10 time zones within Russia. So it's crazy when you're out there and traveling you're on a three hour plane ride, and it's, you know, a 4 hour time zone change. So it's very, throws you off a little bit, but overall people were fantastic. League was fun. Nothing negative about it.
You know, just getting back to Ovi for a second, as we're all kind of focused in on him in these last few games, what's going to be his legacy? Like, what are you going to remember most? I mean, obviously the goal scoring and, you know, from his offense, et cetera, but sort of, can you just put in context historically, like, where does he rank all time for you? And just like, what are you going to remember most about Ovi?
I mean, Ovi is the, you know, greatest goal scorer of all time and pure goal scorer. And I just think that's no small feat to be remembered as such. You know, I think people, especially Caps fans, you don't want to be like, he's a, you know, great all around player. And I'm like, hey, just appreciate him for what he is and what he has been and what his, you know, best quality is. And that's goal scoring. And I don't think we're going to see anybody for a long time compete with that record that he's going to break. And who knows where it's going to end. So I think for him, just, you know, and you're seeing it now, just him as a good family man with his son and just a good teammate. You're starting to see a lot more insight of how great a teammate he was. I think he was marred a little bit early in his career by people thinking he was selfish and things like that, but that's the furthest thing from the truth. And he's a great guy and a good ambassador for his team, the Capitals, and all the guys that played with him just absolutely love him. So I just think it's a good way to go out for him, especially after being a cup champion and all that, and hopefully having one or potentially two more runs at it.
Yeah, I was wondering, I mean, with what he's doing this year, it's kind of ridiculous considering the games he's missed. I mean, he's shooting the highest percentage of his career, right? He's going to have over 40 goals at 39 years. Is he 39 or 40? He's 39?
He's 39.
How much longer can he do? I mean, I think conceivably he could do this another 3 or 4 years, probably easy.
I think so. I just think it's going to be more his want and desire, and I think he does want to go back and play in Russia, and that's my feeling. But
yeah,
I mean, listen, we've been just blessed, and fans have been so lucky to witness him and, you know, Sidney Crosby for 20 years of just this excellence, and, you know, to be doing what he's doing. We're at the network, and I'm half amazed by it, and I'm half enraged by it because I'm, you know, 36 years old and can sometimes have a hard time getting out of bed when it's raining. So,
right.
And he's just still scoring at a crazy pace. So, it's amazing. It's so fun to watch, as an ex-player, and, you know, you root for guys like that are just showing that, you know, age is just a number, and his intelligence on the ice as well is so much more than it was when he was younger, and his goal scoring ability to be able to score, especially coming off that leg injury, is crazy to me. So, Russian machine, don't break.
Jason, a little bit lost in all the Ovi hype is what Dylan Strome has meant to this Capitals team. I mean, again, a hat tip to the front office. They signed him basically off the street to a one-year deal when he was after his time was done in Chicago. And all he's done is put up more points each year that he's been here. He had 65 in year one, 67 last year. He's got 73 and counting this year. So Strome's been a huge part to the Caps' success here.
I'm Jill, a registered dietitian. When I meet with patients, they usually think I'm going to tell them to throw out their favorite snacks. But don't worry, your Cheetos are safe. That's not how this works. I help my patients build healthier habits based on their lifestyle and goals without guilt or restriction. Nourish connects dietitians like me with people like you who are ready to take control of their health. Your appointments could be fully covered through your insurance since 94% of Nourish patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah, he has been. And, you know, I got to play with him a little bit in Arizona, and just an amazing kid. And I got to interview him on, you know, here comes a shameless plug, but I got to interview him on NHL Unscripted with Verkan Demers. So get it where you get your podcast. But I got to interview him and a week or two ago, especially about the Ovi race, but also just his career and what it's meant for him to be part of the Washington Capitals. And he's just such a humble guy and you know, such a great player and so smart. And for him to not be the fastest guy, but find the you know where to be and know where to put the puck. And, you know, it's also hard to play with Ovi, and he's a very specific kind of guy where he wants the puck. And for him to be as successful as he's been with Ovi, especially after Ovi having, you know, Kuznetsov and Backstrom. So it's just remarkable what he's done, and it couldn't happen to a better kid.
Jason, appreciate the time and insight. It's Jason Demers. You can watch him tonight with Catherine Tappan and Brian Boyle. NHL Now, which kicks off at 5 p.m. on the NHL Network, live from Capital One Arena. Thanks, pal.
Yeah, thanks, thank you, Jason. Man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys, so much. I appreciate you. Eh? Have a great one.
All right, thank you, man. You too, pal. You too.
Cheers.
All right, nice.
Good dude.
He almost got Russian stories. Machine never breaks.
He's pretty close, but he's all over it.
Yeah.
He said A, right? Did you catch that? He said, I really appreciate
right
A. Something
it's like that. Canadian.
Canadian dude.
All right, I'm just saying.
Canadian. All right, when we come back, we'll open up EB's entertainment page. Don't go anywhere.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.